Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 27 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Kinsey Thompson.
To be able to lead Kentucky and make government work again for communities all across Kentucky, and yes, a governor who will bring back dignity and respect to the governor's office as well.
Minority Leader Rocky Adkins has officially filed to run for governor.
A man has been arrested in connection with a stabbing death in Boyd County.
A Kentucky coalition is urging lawmakers to clear smoke from schools.
Kentucky is ranked nearly last among all 50 states in education metrics.
Moorhead State University has been named a bronze-level military-friendly school.
In sports, MSU hosts a doubleheader tonight with Tennessee Tech.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
And a 20% chance of snow tonight, cloudy with lows around 15 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
An Eastern Kentucky lawmaker filed his official paperwork to run for governor today. House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins, a Democrat from Elliott County, announced his intent to run at a campaign event in Moorhead in November. Adkins says Kentuckians have been very supportive of his campaign so far.
I'm looking forward to the challenge of this race. I'm looking forward to debating the issues of this race. And I think, as I said, Kentucky wants a governor who they know and has proven time after time that the governor will stand up for public education across Kentucky and our public employees, a governor that will stand up for working families.
So far, Democrats Andy Beshear and Jeff Young and Republicans Robert Goforth and William Woods have officially filed to run for the governor's seat. Governor Matt Bevin has said he will run for re-election, but has yet to file.
An arrest has been made in the case of a stabbing death in Boyd County. According to WYMT, 29-year-old Erica Spradlin of Ashland was found stabbed to death Saturday. A neighbor found her lying in the front yard of a home. Ashland police say evidence pointed to assault and they began a homicide investigation. This led to the arrest of 34-year-old Jason Blevins of Ashland. He has been arrested on a charge of murder and was taken to the Greenup County Detention Center. Police are still investigating the case.
A Maysville man has been killed in an accident in Bracken County. Kentucky State Police Trooper Charles Loudermilk says 36-year-old Michael Burns of Maysville was driving along Kentucky 9 late Tuesday when he struck a tractor trailer driven by Kenneth Cook. Loudermilk says Burns crossed the center line and collided with the other vehicle. Alcohol is believed to be a factor in the accident, which remains under investigation.
Police are investigating scam messages claiming to know the whereabouts of a missing Lexington woman. WYMT reports Savannah Spurlock has been missing since January 4th. Since then, scammers have been calling and messaging family members in an attempt to receive ransom money. Some scammers have taken their attempts to Facebook, asking for things like gift cards and Bitcoin in exchange for Spurlock. Ellen Spurlock is Savannah Spurlock's mother. She thinks scammers would behave much differently if the tables were turned.
Very cruel. Very. I mean, if these people that are doing this would think about what they would be doing in my situation, they may stop.
Spurlock says police have to investigate every case related to Spurlock, and scammers are taking up valuable time that could be used to find her. Police have not determined if foul play is involved in Spurlock's disappearance.
A fired Harrison County teacher appeared in court today for the first time following her sexual abuse arrest. According to WKYT, 37-year-old Amanda Phillips was arrested earlier this month on account of first-degree sexual abuse, after officials say she admitted to an inappropriate relationship with a former student. Kentucky Trooper Charles Loudermilk says cases like this can be difficult and disappointing.
I've got three kids, two of which are both in school, and, you know, teachers are phenomenal. And when you hear something like this, it's the same as when a law enforcement officer does something that they shouldn't do.
Phillips entered a not guilty plea, and a preliminary hearing was set for February 25th.
The families of victims of a Kentucky school shooting have filed separate civil lawsuits blaming the suspect's parents for failing to secure a handgun used in the attack. The lawsuits say the mother and stepfather of Gabriel Parker were negligent in supervising the teen, who was charged with double murder and assault in the January 2018 shooting at Marshall County High School. Police say Parker, now 16, used his stepfather's gun. The Paducah Sun reports school officials also are named in a lawsuit brought by the family of Bailey Holt. Holt and Preston Cope, both 15, died in the shooting. A suit filed by Cope's parents names only Parker his mother and stepfather. A school district attorney says the shooting could not have been predicted. Parker's parents could not be reached for comment.
A Martin County woman has been arrested, accused of stealing from local stores. Karen Cornett was arrested yesterday after deputies say she stole meat from two stores and attempted to pawn it. According to WKYT, police say Cornett first stole from the Inez Save-A-Lot, an amount priced at almost $30. Police say she then went to the Inez IGA, where she stole two beef tenderloins valued at more than $50. Deputies say that she then went to a pawn shop in Inez, where she attempted to sell it. Cornett is charged with shoplifting. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with six lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
As the government shutdown continues, frustrations are boiling over Lexington. Around 50 people protested yesterday outside Senator Mitch McConnell's Lexington office, reportedly trying to deliver letters from furloughed workers to McConnell's staff. Jeff Wiggins was one of the demonstrators at the protest. He says he would like to see lawmakers go without their checks.
I mean, you know, why is he getting paid when the other federal employees aren't getting paid? You know, maybe we ought to furlough his pay.
Organizers claim the protest was peaceful, but added that some protesters did bang on windows.
Pike County Clerk Rhonda Taylor is firing back after she says her words during a recent fiscal court meeting were misconstrued. During the January 15th meeting, Taylor presented her budget to the court, warning that it was different than those presented in past years. Taylor referenced the way she had been taught to do budgets and how those methods no longer work.
I was taught how to make this budget based on previous years and what the trend was and how the figures were. You know, it's a new day, a new time, things are different, revenue is totally down, and I'm not going to prepare something with my fingers crossed hoping revenue will go back up. Until I see that go up, I'm just going to stick to doing it the way I think it needs to be done.
But she claims her words have been taken out of context in a series of negative Facebook posts since the meeting.
A new effort to prevent children from smoking took off Tuesday in Frankfort. The Coalition for a Smoke-Free Tomorrow will encourage state lawmakers to pass a tobacco-free students' bill, which will also include electronic cigarettes. Noble Steenbergen is the CARES Youth Prevention Ambassador in Monroe County. She says it's a misconception that vaping is a safer alternative to traditional cigarettes.
They have nicotine and some of the same cancer-causing ingredients in them, so they do still put off a vapor with chemicals in them. My generation is just the guinea pig to the e-cigarette and to what they could cause.
While teen smoking rates have fallen, e-cigarettes use among teens has risen more than 70% in the past year.
Kentucky is ranked among the lowest states when it comes to education. That's according to Wallet Hub. In terms of high school diplomas and bachelor's degrees, Kentucky ranks among the bottom of all 50 states. The Bluegrass State is 45th in the nation for the number of high school diploma holders and 47th for the number of students with a bachelor's degree. Wallet Hub's Jill Gonzalez says most college students in Kentucky only stay for just that, college.
It looks like if people are going to Kentucky to get educated, to go to school there, they're oftentimes leaving to get jobs elsewhere.
Gonzalez says that is why Kentucky is also ranked 36th for the number of graduate or professional degree holders. Massachusetts is ranked the best in education, and Mississippi is ranked the worst.
Kentucky has officially been ranked the worst state in which to retire. WMKY's Naya Ndweza has the story.
Among the 50 states, Kentucky's quality of life and health care landed it on the bottom of Wallet Hub's 2018 rankings. The data was compiled after viewing life expectancy, quality of elder abuse protections, share of population 65 and older below poverty level, share of those 65 and older who can't afford a doctor's visit, elderly food insecurity rate, and health care facilities per capita. Officials say it was easy for WalletHub to say Kentucky ratings are not for an elderly-friendly labor market. Kentucky ranked 38 in affordability and received high marks for tax friendliness on pensions and Social Security income, while also ranking 11th for annual cost of in-home services. Florida took the organization's top ranking. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
Morehead State University has been named a bronze-level military-friendly school again this year. Military-friendly ratings set the standards for colleges demonstrating positive outcomes for veterans and families. MSU's Director of Military Initiatives, David Litteral, says the university is well-known for assisting those students.
And also our partnership with the VA. You know, we have our own, Morehead has its own VA clinic here in town, which is something that obviously UK has a VA medical center nearby, but for the average veteran, they don't need as much care in terms of the extent of it. So having a clinic here with three full-time providers is excellent.
Morehead State was also recently recognized by Military Times among the best colleges for veterans.
Jessamine County schools are closed the rest of this week due to multiple absences for the flu. According to WKYT, students will be working from home as crews from JCS Maintenance will be disinfecting classrooms, hallways, and school buses. Matt Moore is the Jessamine County Superintendent. He says the four-day weekend should minimize the spread of the virus.
Because ultimately our goal is to make sure that their children, our students, return to school in a healthy environment.
Athletic events and extracurricular activities are also canceled Thursday and Friday. Students are to return to school Monday.
The Cave Run Symphony Orchestra Society will be hosting their annual meeting next week to elect its new board members. The orchestra and its new members will be finishing their fifth season, which consists of four performances a year. President of the society, Yuval Scott, explains how much of the society and setting up the orchestra means to the members.
This meeting is about is select those people who will do those things. It's all volunteers, no paid positions other than the musicians. None of the administrative personnel earn a salary. It's just all volunteer.
The event is at the Rowan County Public Library Monday, January 28th at 5 p.m. All members of a society are invited for electing board members.
Ashland Pathways is about to become more effective in eastern Kentucky. WMKY's Grant Johnson has the story.
A $930,000 grant will allow Ashland Pathways to better the mental health care of eastern Kentucky. The United Health Foundation awarded the grant and worked with Pathways to set up a three-year program to expand mental health services to over 3,000 children across 10 counties. According to the Daily Independent, this grant will give assistance to children by connecting them with adolescent psychiatrists, which will save families from travel time. For more information, contact Pathways at 606-324-1141. For WMKY News, I'm Grant Johnson.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight a 20% chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 15. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high near 22 degrees. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds with a low around 16. On Saturday, a small chance of flurries with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 33 degrees. On Saturday night, a 20% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 25. On Sunday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 36. Taking a look at the temperatures in the surrounding area, Fleming County at 27 degrees, in Maysville, 28 degrees, in Ashland, 30 degrees, Inez, 28, Lexington, 28, and in Morehead, it is 28 degrees.
A rockfall has temporarily closed KY-3056 just east of Jersey Ridge at Maysville and Mason County. For traffic safety, the highway will remain closed until further notice between mile markers 6.5 and 7. On our feature story this afternoon, a local business is offering residents of Morehead a way to get in shape and hold on to their New Year's resolutions. WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller has the story.
Brett Hughes has been making meal alternatives for locals at his shop, Headstrong Nutrition, since opening his doors in Morehead early last year. A 25-year-old graduate of Round County Senior High School, Hughes says he wants to help those seeking to be healthier achieve their goal.
For different types of workouts, just kind of for the general public, not really like targeting athletes or anything, just people that want to be healthier. And so what we do is we offer the class for free, and we'll do discounted shakes for them at the club following the class.
Hugh started the camps in June of 2018 and says that the goal is to help the people he serves.
Basically, what we do through Herbalife, it's more than just selling a product to people and sending them on their way. We like to create personal relationships with our customers, and that way we can kind of help them if they have specific goals, hit those results. And, you know, a common goal is weight loss or fat reduction, and one way that we can do that is through exercise.
For those who may be intimidated by going to the gym, Hugh says he wants everyone to feel welcomed coming into his camps.
Just like a safe area for them to work out. A lot of people feel stigmatized going into the gym, especially if they don't feel that they're in the best shape. So what we did, we tried to create a positive environment where everyone's accepted, and you know, no cost, just because we're all trying to do the same thing as far as get healthier and be in better shape.
As people become more confident, Hugh says that what he really wants is for people to take charge of their own workouts outside of the camps.
Once they kind of get an idea of how, they start doing workouts on their own, and that's what we really want. You know, we want them to be accountable for themselves, even if we're not having a big camp, which is really a good thing.
The three-day-a-week routines start with the legs on Tuesday and progress as the week goes on.
Wednesdays, it's kind of like a cool-down day between Wednesday, Tuesday and Thursday. We do some cardio and then focus on our cores, doing ab workouts. So that's not going to get your heart rate up as much, but it is going to target the center of gravity and building that area up to be stronger. And then Thursdays, it's just strictly cardio. We're in there to just burn as many calories and keep our heart rate up.
Located on 350 Christie Creek Avenue in the old Carpetland building, Hugh says there is plenty of room for everyone to join.
You know, everybody's welcome, especially like I get a lot of questions that people with kids, like they always ask if they can bring their kids, and yes, we welcome that. This is a pretty big open building, so the kids just kind of run around while we're exercising. And I also get a lot of people that they feel like they're nervous and they couldn't keep up with the workout. And these workouts are made for anyone to do, and it's just a fun environment. Everybody's got the same goals.
For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
The Eagles host a doubleheader tonight in Moorhead for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanna Akers. Moorhead State University's basketball team hosts a doubleheader with Tennessee Tech tonight. The MSU women are looking to knock off the Ohio Valley Conference's final unbeaten team. Tennessee Tech is 14-3 overall and opened conference play with a 6-0 mark. They're currently riding a 9-game win streak. Moorhead State has an overall record of 13-6 and is 4-2 on the OVC. The Eagles are looking to get a fourth win in a row. Head coach Greg Todd says Tennessee is going to be a tough opponent.
Hey, they're having a great year. They haven't lost since December 4th. They're the number one team right now in our league. So, you know, we have a lot of respect for them. I think their girls have just sort of blossomed and matured, and they're playing great basketball.
The games tonight will serve as the faculty staff appreciation game with special promotions for MSU employees. The women's games tips off tonight at 5:05 p.m. The Eagle men's basketball squad is looking to win their fourth straight contest tonight. At 7-12 on the season, MSU has climbed back to 3-3 in the conference race after defeating Tennessee State, Southeast Missouri, and UT Martin. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Golden Eagles are looking to halt a 3-game losing streak. Head coach Preston Spradlin says Tennessee Tech will come in ready to play.
They're very physical. They have great size. They'll play three forwards on the court at one time. And so it's a little different matchup than what we've seen the past few games from the teams of SEMO and Tennessee Martin that are going to put you know, four to five players on the court that can really stretch the floor and shoot the ball. This tonight will be a little bit different.
The men's matchup is slated to begin at 7:35 p.m. Both games will be broadcast on ESPN Plus and WIVY. The Elliott County boys are about to tip off with Danville in the first round of the All-A State Tournament at Eastern Kentucky University. The Lions are 16-2 on the season and undefeated in the 16th region. The Admirals are 18-1 on their season, holding the top spot in the 12th region. Tip-off at McBrayer Arena in Richmond is set for 5 p.m. The winner of tonight's matchup will face off with Walton Verona on Friday. That game is set to begin at 6:30 p.m. In girls' regional action tonight, East Carter travels to Ashland Blazer. The Kittens are 12-6 on the season, while Lady Raiders stand at 9-9. Bath County hosts Nicholas County. The Lady Cats are 11-8 on the season, and the Lady Jackets are 10-9. Game time for both those matchups is set for 7:30 p.m. The Lady Comets head back to Richmond tomorrow for the second round of the All-A State Tournament at Eastern Kentucky University. West Carter's girls are coming off a 58-39 win over Paintsville in the first round of the tournament on Wednesday. Coach Aaron Rayburn says both teams came out strong in the first half of that matchup.
The story was really told in the second half. They have two girls that were, one girl's averaging 22 points, another averaging 17, and they were scoreless the whole second half. So we held them to 0 points. I think they only scored 10 points the entire second half as a team. So, I mean, our defense was really at a next level that second half.
West Carter will face off with 19-4 Berea in the Elite Eight round tomorrow afternoon. The Lady Pirates are coming off a 47-38 win over Wolf County yesterday. Tip-off tomorrow at McBrayer Arena is set for 1 p.m. Rowan County's basketball teams travel to Fleming County tomorrow night. The Lady Vikings stand at 15-4 on the season, coming off a 74-38 win over Bracken County at home Tuesday. The Lady Panthers will be looking for a little revenge after falling to Rowan earlier this season. Coach Matt Stokes says his team is not bothered by going into Fleming County territory.
It's a rivalry game. It's a district game, so the girls will be up for it. You know, we've had some pretty good-sized crowds at other places. You know, we went to 2A, that first-round game. We had a really nice crowd. You know, students were there. And you know, I don't think it'll affect the girls one way or the other. You know, this group just really likes being in the gym. You know, they like playing at home, but as long as they're playing games, they don't really care.
The girls are slated to tip off in Flemingsburg at 6 p.m. Rowan County boys are looking for a fourth road win in a row. They defeated Russell, Lewis County, and West Carter in the last 10 days. The Panthers are 10-11 on their season, taking just 3 of their last 7 contests. Rowan head coach Sean Thacker says his Vikings showed great teamwork during their win over West Carter on Tuesday, particularly in the first half of that game.
And that was probably one of the best 16 minutes of basketball that we've put together as far as, you know, both ends of the floor, offensively, defensively. Felt like that we did a lot of good things. Good job on the offensive end, good patience, high-quality shot, shot a high percentage in the first half, like 57%. Held them to 13 points in the first half.
The Fleming-Rowan boys matchup is slated to tip off at 8 p.m. in Flemingsburg. And finally, in sports this afternoon, horse racing will honor its best tonight. Here's KNN's Paul Miles.
The Eclipse Awards will be presented to the top horses, trainers, and jockeys of 2018.
A 16th to go. Justify is...
Triple Crown winner Justify leads the pack for Horse of the Year honors. The other finalists are Breeders' Cup Classic winner Accelerate and a filly.
Monomoy Girl! Monomoy Girl!
Monomoy Girl won the Kentucky Oaks and the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Bob Baffert, Chad Brown, and Steve Asmussen are the finalists for Trainer of the Year. For Jockey of the Year, the finalists are Mike Smith, Jose Ortiz, and Irad Ortiz. I'm Paul Miles.
And that's going to do it for sports for WMKY. I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball welcomes Tennessee Tech for an OVC doubleheader tonight. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m. and the men's action tips off at 7:35. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials fell amid lingering concern over U.S.-China trade negotiations, with the Dow average dropping 22.38 at 24,553.24. The S&P 500 was actually up 3.63 at 2642.33. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 47.69 on strength in chip stocks to finish at 7,073.46. As mentioned, chip stocks were the winners today. Intel was up nearly 4%, while Lam Research surged 14%. And both of these companies were up on better-than-expected earnings. And the VanEck Sector's semiconductor ETF, which tracks the chip sector itself, rose almost 6% to notch its biggest one-day gain since March of 2009. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said earlier today that China and the U.S. were not close to striking a trade deal. Ross said that the U.S. is miles and miles from a trade deal with China, adding the two countries have lots and lots of issues. And his comments come as China and the U.S. try to strike a trade deal before the beginning of March. If they don't, additional U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will come into effect. And, of course, the two countries have been engaged in a trade war since last year. Solid earnings reports help lessen the blow from Ross's comments, as American Airlines and JetBlue were among the companies that posted better-than-expected earnings. Texas Instruments also topped estimates, and American Airlines and JetBlue both rose more than 5%, while Texas Instruments surged almost 7%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 1.1%, finishing at $53.20 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,280 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a fair day, with a Stock 600 index up 0.2%. In the Far East, most markets were up, with the Shanghai Composite and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong both finishing with a gain of 0.4%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Intel and Chevron, while the worst performers were Merck and Pfizer. In the S&P 500, the best performers were PG&E and Xilinx, while the worst performers were Freeport-McMoRan and McCormick. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was UPS down $1.21 at $99.71, U.S. Bancorp up 36 cents at $50.89, Marathon Petroleum down $1.76 at $63.09, Walmart down 33 cents at $98.38, Anthem was down 245 at 265.65, and AK Steel was up a penny, finishing at 263. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com.
The Department of Music, Theater, and Dance in the MSU School of Creative Arts presents a jazz faculty performance at 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 29th, in the Duncan Recital Hall of the Baird Music Building at Morehead State University. The concert is free and open to the public.
Taking one more look at the extended weather forecast, tonight a 20% chance of snow, cloudy skies with a low around 15 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high near 22 degrees. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds with a low around 16. On Saturday, a small chance of flurries before noon, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 33 degrees. On Saturday night, a 20% chance of snow after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low around 25. And on Sunday, a 40% chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. And looking at our temperatures, in Fleming County right now it is 27 degrees, in Maysville, 28 degrees, in Ashland, 30 degrees, in Inez, 28 degrees, in Lexington, 28, and right here in Moorhead, it is 28 degrees.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Leanne Akers, Haley Stidham, Cassidy Stearman, Nacogdoches Miller, Naya Andwaza, Logan Pemberton, Cody Robinson, Grant Johnson, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature story this afternoon came from WMKY's Nacogdoches Miller. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead. and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.